Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You want to see loco?
Let's go on a Thursday. Hockman and Crowder, the loco hour. Favorite hour of the day. What is that? That's how I know the lyrics.
I'm singing them for you. Know the pace of the words.
Yeah.
Trying away. He rubbing off on me, man.
Take on me. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So this is going to be a fun day, I think, should be, on paper. We're a good team on paper today. We'll see how the game plays out. But we're a good team on paper today.
We should win.
We should win today.
We're favorites.
We are double-digit favorites today, but you never know how things are going to work out. By the way, speaking of favorites, so the Dolphins, you know, the Patriots-Jets game, the Jets were actually a bigger underdog than the Dolphins. It was shocking this week, but that has flipped now. The Jets are, I think, 21.5 point underdogs right now to New England, and the Dolphins are now 23-24 point underdogs to Dallas. So
you know what that is? That's the same people that went through what we went through last week. Man,
I'm gonna wait.
They ain't gonna lose to the Patriots by over 20.
I will tell you this: in that line of thinking, Joe Jackson is supposed to join us this afternoon. Joe Jackson played for the Canes last season, got drafted by the Cowboys. I love that, you know. So now he's gonna be playing the Dolphins on Sunday, and he's, I'm sure, gonna be watching his Canes on Saturday. So Joe Jackson is scheduled to join us, and this is what the Cowboys said: he'll be done with practice around 2:15. Is that our time or Dallas time? Do you even have this correct, Solana?
Yeah, I made sure it's 1:15 Central time, which is 2:15 our time.
Okay, so 2:15 our time. Nice job out of you, Solana,
I'm
by the
impressed
way.
By surprised. Him knowing, he knows about time zones.
Right. Check my Instagram. I caught Solana before the show today eating lunch in the lunchroom. It was ground turkey over some, like, whole wheat spaghetti? Is that what you said?
Yeah, whole wheat grain angel hair.
Which, yeah. That's okay, fine, whatever you want. It's
what
a weird
are you, what
combo.
What are you training
as,
for?
Yeah, weird combo as it is, but okay. But he was squirting ketchup all over it. That was the part that I found odd.
Spaghetti and turkey with ketchup?
Spaghetti and turkey with ketchup. I don't know, Mo. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Bro, people put ketchup on pizza, and you're going to come after me for putting a little ketchup on ground turkey?
Anybody that puts ketchup on pizza needs to get their head examined. Romberg used to put ketchup on pancakes.
Mm.
I mean, that's the first sign of CTE. And the second sign.
They didn't know what was going on. Ooh, this red syrup.
This syrup is thick. This is straight out of Canada. Anyway, so Joe Jackson is supposed to call us. And normally, here's what I would do, because the Cowboys told Solana, yeah, I'll be done with practice around 2:15, but anywhere between 2:15 and 2:30 is when he'll call, depends if practice runs late. So normally, because we've had, you know, myriad guests call after practice, generally it's an hour after they say they're going to call. Yeah. So Solana was like, yeah, I'm guessing, you know, 2:25, 2:30 or whatever. And I'm like, they're preparing for the Dolphins. Like, I think he might be calling right now. They just cut practice short. Like,
they can't. Well, how do you know? What if they have red zone today?
Red zone. Red zone.
Red zone.
You mean
pizza.
They're going to prepare for the Dolphins to be in the red zone and
yeah,
how
man.
They would defend it?
Yeah, 20 and in.
Red zone. The Cowboys. Joe Jackson might be late calling in because he's preparing for the red zone attack.
You dirty.
Hey, man. I hope you're right.
I got to start it out early today. I'm not playing with you today.
I hope you're right, man.
I'm not playing
I
with
hope
you.
I hope you are right, man. I really do. I would say this. I am leaning towards betting the Cowboys and the Patriots, and I don't really care. I don't really care what the line becomes. I don't think I could be swayed on this.
I can't remember a year where there were teams that were this bad in the NFL.
It's pretty shocking. This early on, too.
Yes.
Like, sometimes as the season goes on, somebody gets hurt, and then the second-string quarterback gets hurt. It's what you're seeing with the Jets, by the way. Jets would not be double-digit underdogs to the Patriots if Sam Darnold was playing. Sam Darnold, their starting quarterback, Le'Veon Bell, like, they would not be double-digit underdogs. But they're not at full strength. The Dolphins are. That's the funny part. The Dolphins are at full strength.
I got to look back at that year when Curtis Painter was leading the Colts and see if they were underdogs like this.
I at the beginning of the season, I'm guessing no, as he proved himself to be an awful quarterback. I would imagine the lines had to go up. But I don't remember lines being over 20.
No.
Who was on that team, though? Was Reggie Wayne, like, was he active? Was he playing?
No, I know Marvin was gone. And Reggie, Edge, Marvin, I think all of them were gone. That was a bad team.
Were gone already?
Yeah. But I don't remember them being 20-point underdogs.
Did you see what happened on Get Up yesterday? Was it yesterday? Do you have that sound by any chance?
When Dominique snapped?
It was when, who's the dude? Oh, Dominique Foxworth. Yeah. But snapped on the Dolphins and what they're doing. Like, do you buy what he's saying? Dominique, you have that sound? This is Dominique Foxworth. Now, he used to be president of the NFL Players Association. He played for a number of years in the NFL. And he, I guess, was asked about the Dolphins.
I think he went overboard.
I've listened to it already. Listen to this again. It's not even a minute. Listen, this is Dominique Foxworth on Get Up yesterday on ESPN.
It's unethical and morally reprehensible, as far as I'm concerned, because we understand how dangerous football is as a game. Putting guys out there in this type of danger is a problem, but you can put that aside. I think as an employer, you have an obligation to provide as safe a working environment as you can, and also provide to people an opportunity to succeed. These young men have committed their lives to getting to the NFL, and the expectation is once you get to the NFL, the team will do the very best that they can do to make sure you succeed. They are not doing this there, and that's not fair, because these guys are physically paying the price. These guys are putting bad film on tape because they're not trying to win, and it's going to shorten their careers, and you know who's going to benefit from them? The owner and the general managers and maybe the potential future coach. These guys aren't going to benefit from it. They're going to be out of the league, having their careers ruined by a selfish team like the Dolphins.
Now, he calls what the Dolphins are doing morally reprehensible and unethical. And by the way, I'll tell you what drives me a little batty on something like this. This is setting up the narrative for next season and the season after of the Dolphins did it the wrong way. Like, I'm starting to get annoyed by this. They're a bad football team, but morally reprehensible and unethical?
That's what I'm saying. The business side of it, I think that's what Dominique – and he was a part of the NFLPA, the Players Association. NFLPA, NFL Players Association. He was a big-time dude in that. So he is fighting for the players, and it's been ingrained in him to fight for the players. But to say unethical, businesses don't have ethics. If argue with me, text me, talk bad to me. Businesses, do you remember Walmart got into it? Walmart, who's a billion B&B with a bunch of B's, organization with the whole minimum wage thing and all the stuff was going on. Like, making money is not a part of ethics or morals in that state. And that's what I was getting on about when he wants to question. Like, if he's questioning the humans making these decisions, did he question the Browns that did it for 4 years?
That's the part.
That's the thing. I think, like, the debate-driven media, our show is based on it. Our success is based on me and you arguing. I understand that. But for him to say unethical and unmoral. I think he went too far with that. That's what I was saying. I think Dominique went too far with those words.
I agree with that. Like, you can question the approach, but when you start calling something, you know, morally reprehensible and unethical, it's like, okay, I understand what you're saying. You want players like – Is he talking about the quarterback's not going to be protected by? But there's plenty of bad offensive lines. We've seen some of the best, Randy Moss, take plays off, right?
Yes.
So is that morally reprehensible because maybe you're putting someone in danger because you're not engaging the way that you should be?
And when David Carr, the narrative about him when he got knocked out the league, I think he got sacked like 60-something times that year. They were trying to win.
Right.
That was not a safe work environment for David Carr. I don't like that. That I'm saying, and I understand where Dominique was coming from with that, but I think he went overboard saying it's unethical and it's not a safe workplace. I'm going to tell you this. Dominique, if he wants to call me, I'll talk to him off air, on air, whatever he wants to say. The Dolphin players are less safe than the Patriot players because they're still out there hitting their heads against other grown men's heads.
Right. I mean, it would be negligible. I mean, obviously, they're a worse team, but that's like.
But when the ball snapped, there's a guard blocking the tackle.
Right.
There's an end blocking the defensive end.
Do your job.
There's a receiver covering a receiver. I mean, a corner covering a receiver. There is no higher chance of Dolphin players to get hurt with a bad team than there is of the Super Bowl favorite Patriots, who just lost their first round left tackle for the second year. Is that a safe work environment for the Patriots who just lost win out of UGA for the second year? That's a safer work environment because they're a better team. That's what. And the funny thing is crazy. I agree with Dominique. I understand what he's saying and what he's saying about the players' careers because every day a NFL player wakes up, it's 1 year closer to retirement. There are some guys on the Dolphins that might retire after this year. I'll tell you this, guaranteed. There's guys on the Dolphins that'll never see an NFL field again. And I think Adam Beasley tweeted it out. He said, counterpoint to Dominique Foxworthy's little monologue.
You're getting a bunch of players getting a chance in the NFL that normally wouldn't.
That $480,000, whatever that league minimum is, those guys would have never seen it. And they're not going to see it after this year. I understand Dominique's angle, but the way he worded it was totally off.
So, Lana, there's about 1,000 texts saying that our stream on radio.com has been hijacked by CBS. Oh, no, it's fixed now?
I got to the bottom of it.
I'm getting a thumbs up. It says
you
that
didn't
we
get to the bottom. Says, my man, right
says
there. Says
we were dueling with Jim Rome. We were dueling with Jim Rome on the radio.com app.
I
so
fixed it. Cameron's back here. He's confirmed that I fixed it.
It should be fixed. So you could text in and let us know if it's fixed. We saw that there was a problem. It has been corrected. Let's quickly get headlines with Solana so that we can get to Joe Jackson, hopefully from the Dallas Cowboys.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Albert Wilson and Rashad Jones both missed practice today due to injuries. Barry Jackson tweeted that we could be looking at Walt Akins and Stephen Parker sharing time at safety opposite Bobby McCain this Sunday.
Yeah, they didn't play last week. I'm guessing they're not going to play this Sunday.
And Albert Wilson might be broken.
Last season.
He tore that hip up and he continues to have lower body problems.
You know, I could see Rashad Jones, wanting to be 100, 180% before he gets out there because of the season. Albert Wilson, I'm sure, wants to be out there, right now just because of the way last season ended for him.
You remember the old Nintendo? You had to blow the cartridge out, and then you had to pop it in.
Get the dust off it.
And on that ridge, you had to pop it down in there. We have to blow the cartridge out and pop it down
You're
in
good,
there.
You're good, Albert. What else you got, Solana?
The Dolphins are now 23-point underdogs
Crazy.
Ahead of their Week 3 road game in Dallas, so they are now the favorite, or I guess the least favorite
right,
team.
The underdog. Biggest underdog.
In the NFL.
There you go, Solana.
As Crowder once asked on this show, what would you call a boy-girl scout? And, of course, the answer was a boy scout. But go ahead, Solana, what else do you have?
They make those?
Yeah.
Nick Saban, Channing's boy, told the Lafayette Daily Advisor that if there was one thing he could professionally do over again, it would have been not to leave to LSU.
Yeah, Nick Saban's a jerk, and you can buy Nick Saban is a jerk t-shirts at honkedofflikeagoose.com.
Not to leave to LSU or not to leave LSU?
Not to leave LSU.
Oh, you said to leave to LSU.
No, not to leave LSU.
Oh, why that changes the whole narrative. Because he's saying he didn't want to come to the
right,
league.
But right. But why would he say that now as head coach of Alabama?
Because he would. We've talked about this, Hawk. Those 2 years with the Dolphins were the worst in his NFL career.
But if he never left LSU, he wouldn't be at Alabama. Isn't he taking a shot at Alabama? Like, that's a weird thing to say.
I think he's taking a shot at the NFL coaching tenure.
Did he say, I wish I never would have gone to the NFL? Or he's literally saying, I wish I would have stayed at LSU.
The exact quote from Nick Saban. If there was one thing professionally that I would do over again, it would have been not to leave LSU.
Okay. I see what you're saying, but it's a weird way to say it when you're the coach of Alabama.
It really is. I got you now, too.
Like, just say, I wish I never went to the NFL.
If he never left LSU, those national championships at Alabama would be at LSU.
LSU's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have been 100%. He would have been there 15 years
100%.
Now.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else, Solana?
Elena Deladon was named 2019 WNBA MVP.
I don't know if you said her name right.
I'm sure you didn't.
And finally, two Amish men drinking spiked iced tea in a horse buggy that had a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra sitting on top of it escaped police after being pulled over.
You said you kind of mangled that whole story because it sounded like they were drinking spiked iced tea and a horse buggy. That you just kind of worded it weird. I've seen the story. It's great. They were drinking spiked iced tea whilst in a horse buggy. And they got pulled over, and they hit it, and they got away.
What, they go through the woods?
I don't know, man. It's like the old Lance Briggs move, just to abandon the horse and buggy.
Oh, they ran away from the horse?
I guess, yeah.
I was going to say, because you got a police cruiser.
I think they ran away from the horse and buggy.
I hope you can catch a horse.
I don't know. I'm here to translate Solana's headlines, in case you need it. Is there any sponsor or anything, Solana?
You speak English?
Did you say whilst?
Whilst, yes.
I think it's whilst.
He's not funny.
It's
not even that he's not funny. I think he's smart. Oh. Like, I really think what happened was he heard me say whilst. His entire life he's thought it was whilst. And then he decided I'm probably right, so he'd make kind of a joke about it. But he's not funny. But then I had a Twitter exchange with his brother today, and I found out the whole family's not funny.
Oh.
So I know why he thinks he's funny, but his brother's not funny and thinks he's funny.
It's heredity.
It is heredity.
I want to talk to his parents.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because his brother, I hung out with him in the suite at the Canes game on Saturday. Super nice guy. I think you've met him, right? He's a super nice guy. Were you here when he stopped by? Crowder may not have been here.
Nah,
you know
he
what?
Wasn't here.
He's super nice guy. But then I was tweeting about America's Got Talent. It's a great show. Watched it last night. It was the season finale. And the only person that should not have been in the top 10 for the season finale was this stand-up comedian. Dude was just not funny. Wasn't funny. He's handicapped, and it helped him get through, I believe, but he wasn't funny. And as I tweet about America's Got Talent, Solana's brother weighs in. He's like, yeah, man, it was a great thing, but I can't see myself paying for any of those acts if they were to be in Vegas except the comedian. He was the only funny guy. My head almost exploded. Because it was the least talented guy, he wasn't funny, and now you got a Solana family member saying, I'd pay to see that guy, he's so funny, and it all came together for me.
Were y'all sheltered? Like, did y'all get out a lot? Did y'all were around a lot of people?
They were sheltered from humor, I can tell you that.
Did y'all have Comedy Central? Like, did y'all ever go that deep on, down?
The Ticket wants to help save dogs. We're sponsoring the second annual Raising for the Rescue's benefit concert. The big show is happening at Revolution Live Saturday night, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. There's an epidemic of homeless dogs throughout South Florida. We are raising much-needed funds for 100-plus abandoned dogs of Everglades to continue their mission. So you can come out to the concert Saturday night. Great music. There'll be food trucks, silent auction, and more. Help save the dogs. That is the second annual Raising for the Rescue's benefit concert happening at Revolution Live Saturday at 6 o'clock. Joe Jackson, hopefully, in the next segment. Joe Jackson, formerly of the Hurricanes, now with the Dallas Cowboys.
If you're a boater like me, you know the hassle of trying to find the right place to keep your boat looking good all the time without breaking the bank. We ain't trying to go broke. We just want our boat to look nice. I have a solution for you. You gotta holler at my friend Marty at R&M Marine Supply. They got it figured out down there. Guys, I've had a boat now for, it's over 10 years now. And I was struggling to keep it looking nice. I didn't want to give it to somebody where they're going to charge me thousands of dollars. R&M carries every paint, pigment, gel coat, with or without wax, bottom paints, all sort of interior and exterior waxes. But this is the best part. That's why I brought up Marty. When I first brought up R&M, This is the best part, the knowledge and expertise that Marty will bring you. It's like having an uncle that's worked on boats your whole life. I send Marty pictures when, you know, when I back into a dock or I'm turning the corner and, you know, something happens, my engine starts making noise. I send Marty the picture. I explain to him what's happening, and Marty tells me exactly what's going on. And when I get down there to the shop, he'll have everything in a box ready for me that's going to fix the problem. Carry all types of fiberglass products, all waxes and washes, every type cleaner you can think of. The knowledge to handle all the boat maintenance projects. Keep your boat tip-top shape with Marty and R&M Marine Supply, located at 3350 Northwest South River Drive in Miami, right by the Miami International Airport. Give Marty a call. Just talk to him for a second. You'll see what I'm talking about. 305-634-6767. That's 305-634-6767. He will walk you through step-by-step exactly what you need to do to finish that project. 305-634-6767, or visit him on Facebook and online at rnmmarinesupply.com. For everything to keep your boat looking great, visit R&M Marine Supply.
How are we feeling about Joe Jackson, Solana?
I'm feeling pretty confident.
All right, Joe Jackson, hopefully he is there in the next segment. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
There on the line. I'm excited. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Joe Jackson had an outstanding career at the University of Miami.
Oh, beast.
And he grew up down here, if people don't know. Could have played college football at Clemson or FSU or maybe with your Florida Gators.
Oh,
and
man.
He chose our University of Miami Hurricanes. We all benefited from that. Then he was drafted fifth round by the Cowboys, and now he and his Cowboys have their sights set on our Miami Dolphins this Sunday in Dallas. Joe Jackson is there. Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
We're good. I'm imagining Crowder and I were talking about this a little bit. Like, what is practice like this week getting ready for the Dolphins? And I know you don't want to give bulletin board material, and I want to talk some Hurricanes, but, you know, you're practicing. You're 2-0. The Dolphins are not exactly setting the NFL on fire. What's the coaching staff, you know, telling you guys to keep your heads in the game?
I mean, pretty much the same thing every week. You got to respect every team, no matter the record. You got to come out every day to work, you know, whether you're in the inside, outside. You got to respect every team. When you line up across, you got to make sure you're ready to whoop them so you don't get punched in the mouth. It doesn't matter what our record is.
And, Joe, I played in the league for a while, bro, but I grew up a Buccaneers fan, so I played for the Dolphins. Whenever I played the Bucs, it meant more to me. You being from Homestead, going to UM, like, does the Dolphin game, does it mean more? I know maybe some family members are Dolphin fans. Like, does this game mean more to you? Are you getting more calls, more texts?
No, I'm not getting more calls, more texts. You know, my family respect, you know, I'm always trying to stay focused. But, no, I was growing up in Miami. I wasn't a Dolphins fan. I was a Pittsburgh fan. But it will be a little bit, you know, nostalgic, you know, playing home team. I'm just excited to play against them.
I'm imagining – Joe Jackson is with us. I'm imagining being on the Cowboys, being 2-0, things seem to be rolling there. Your life in the NFL, two games in, has to be pretty fun so far.
it's been a long ride, you know, getting through training camp and then getting here, being able to make this roster and being able to play with these guys. You know, we got either way you look at it, offense, defense, you got a lot of guys to go against. It's tough and it's fun, you know, but that's what makes it great. That's what makes us good, the competition. But, yeah, it's been good. You know, I'm not really going to take a chance until maybe after the season to realize and look at I'm in the NFL. You know, I played the whole season.
And, Joe, I was going to ask you, when we usually have young players on, rookies on, you ask them about that welcome to the NFL moment. But I want to change it for you because throughout camp, every day at practice, bro, you play against one of the best O-lines in the league. Have you figured out that what's the biggest difference that you've seen through through college to the NFL? Is it that O-line?
Yes, and every O-line is not like this, but these dudes, I mean, they're the best at what they do. You know, you can argue other people, but they're the best at what they do. So every day you come out there, you got to be ready to fight because you don't want to get embarrassed. And ultimately, it's just making you better. The more you lose, even when you win, you get that little bit of confidence. It makes you better as a defensive player every day. But, like, yeah, that for me, that's the biggest wake-up call, man. Going against the O-line like that, it's hard to win. You got to bring out your tools.
You win some reps, man? You get yours in?
Every now and then. It's give and take.
Joe Jackson is with us again. Outstanding career at UM, now with the Cowboys, and Cowboys have the Dolphins this Sunday. How much have you been able to follow the Hurricanes? I mean, obviously, you get into the NFL, and you've got a lot of stuff to study.
Yeah, I've only been able to watch about one game, but, you know, I know the record. I know what's been going on. And, you know, we haven't had a great start our first two games, but I feel like we're back on the right track, you know, with the win we just had over Bethune. No matter how small the program, a win is a win, and it's a chance to get back on the right path, you know, have a great season.
You think Manny Diaz is the right guy to lead the Hurricanes? Are you impressed with him as a head coach?
He's the perfect guy for the Hurricanes. Anybody tell you, man, I love playing for Coach Diaz. He gives you everything he's got in him. And that's coaching, whether he's criticizing you, whether he's praising you, he gives you everything. And I think he's the perfect guy to be a head coach.
I mean, how about the turnover chain? I mean, the original turnover chain was great, and then they changed a little bit last year. Have you seen the turnover chain this year with the 305?
Well, of course.
I mean, that thing is badass, right?
It only gets better. You know, that's the thing about Coach Diaz. It only gets better, man. He always finds a way to outdo himself or, you know, bring something new, keep it exciting for the players and for the fans.
What about the touchdown rings? Are you a fan?
Oh, come on, Joe. Don't lie,
Crowder.
Joe.
No. Wait a second. Let Joe answer.
I just had to let him know. No, it's two sides
to
this.
Because Crowder's a Florida Gator, and he's a hater, and, you know, they're all they're excited about up in Gainesville is Zaxby's and some chicken nuggets or something. But that I think the turnover rings, I mean the touchdown rings, I think they look cool as hell. Now, you being a defender, what's your opinion on them?
I mean, hell, it's my team. So, of course, I love them, but they're not touching the turnover chain. They are great, but they're not. They don't compare to the turnover chain in my eyes.
Yeah, turnover chain is the original. Yes. But Crowder's wrong when he said, like,
it's silly.
Like when he says it's silly, it's not silly, is it?
Oh. It's just mad they didn't think of it first, man. You got
to
be honest.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was waiting for you to get to, Joe. He's jealous that they didn't think of it first.
Jealous.
That's right, jealous. Joe Jackson is with us from the Cowboys and loved him here with the Miami Hurricanes. And Jaren Williams, again, you said you only saw maybe one Hurricanes game, but Jaren Williams seems to be the right guy at quarterback right now. Are you happy with his play?
No, of course. Even when he was a freshman, you know, they would come in, you know, they run the twos against us. You can tell how much potential he had. You know, he's got the arm strength, he's got the athleticism. And from what he's been doing through these first few games, although there's a couple losses, his numbers have been progressing. So he seems to be taking a step in the right direction. He's not letting anything alter his focus. So.
And, Joe, I got to ask you about I got to jump back to the league, man. One thing that I'm interested in is about the rookie hazing stuff. I know they pulled back on a lot of the foolishness, but they had to make you pay your dues coming in the league, drafted player. Like, what was some of the rookie hazing stuff you had to do?
I mean, one thing crazy, you know, carry some pads and helmets. You know, we started at camp, going out to get the vets, you know, some whatever they wanted from the stores. But, you know, it's pretty standard stuff, nothing crazy.
But I was going to say,
least, I guess we got lucky here.
Yeah, but when like when I was a vet, we would make things like we wouldn't just say go get some Wendy's chicken nuggets. We wanted Wendy's chicken nuggets with the Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce and some McDonald's fries. Like, did you have any butt white vets like that that tried to make you run around for 30 minutes to get one meal?
Oh no, we got something like that. They ain't got to me yet, but we got guys who got to get all a whole sort of food right before the plane takes off.
Yeah, they're not getting to Joe with that.
Joe big as hell.
I was
going to
say, Joe give him a look. And they go, you know what? We're good.
Hey, Joe, I had to tell some of the young linebackers they got to see me on the Dolphin in the middle of the locker room, bro. I'm not going back to Walgreens. The hell with your Pedialyte.
Well, wait a second. Now, Pedialyte. Wait, now, Joe Jackson is with us. So now, you grew up in South Florida. You went to University of Miami. But now you're there in Dallas. How are you acclimating to Dallas? And most importantly, have you been to Whataburger?
Yeah, I've been to Whataburger. I can tell you firsthand it's overrated.
What?
Yes.
What? I hate to disagree with a fellow Kane.
Oh, Jackson.
But okay, let's hear it. You think Whataburger's overrated?
I mean, you know, it's just not for me. But yeah, man, I'm still a Miami native. I miss Miami. I don't think it's gonna ever Dallas can ever compare to it in my eyes. But maybe it has to grow on me, you know.
Crowder and I were out there maybe like 6 months ago for a fight at AT&T Stadium, and Crowder was saying to me, like, because Miami is like no other, and then Dallas, Crowder was saying, like, really only thing to do around here is eat.
All they want to eat, man.
They got good restaurants.
I slid the DGs once or twice. You know, I had to leave Hawk at the hotel, though. I had to go there and see something in that little glass box, man. I was amazed by DGs.
I slid over to WB. What a burger.
Bro, we got different lives, big man.
Different lives, man.
Different lives.
What do you miss most about South Florida?
Really just being home, you know, the food, more authentic food because you got different cultures there. I mean, you got most of the similar stuff here. Unless you go into a really nice restaurant, most of everything I eat is similar. So, you know.
Hey, Joe, the money's different in the league. But like I said, man, I played. The money's different in the league. Who on the Cowboys? It's a lot of highly paid players on your team. Who lets everybody know they're rich?
Man, everybody at all times. I can't even tell you, man.
You got all the Porsches in the parking lot, the Ferraris, you got all
like,
that.
They ain't coming every day to try to outdo each other, but, you know, they just dress like that because, you know, they got it like that. But, you know, it's you see the difference.
When you got drafted by the Cowboys, being a Hurricane, did Michael Irvin reach out to you?
No. But I don't know if they're watching draft anything, but no, nobody reached out. I talked to the GM, the coaches. That's about it.
What about, I was looking down the Cowboys roster today because the Hurricanes play Central Michigan on Saturday. There's two guys on your roster that went to Central Michigan. Do you know who they are?
I have no idea.
Kevon Frazier and Cooper Rush both went to Central Michigan. So now maybe you give them a little business.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They don't want to talk to you this week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I want to stir things up a little bit. I want to get the Cowboys off I want to get their eyes off the Dolphins.
You think they're talking trash to UM players?
Well, what about like guys that went to Miami that are on the Dolphins? Like, have you trash talked with Mark Walton via text or anything?
No, man. I'll be locked in.
He's locked in, man. Yeah. I want to get you locked out. I root for the Hurricanes, but I root for the Dolphins. How do I get you not locked in?
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
All right. Fair enough.
I can't afford not to be.
There you go.
Hey, Joe, man, I got to ask you, man, because whenever I hear your name, I think of Michael and Tito's daddy. Have you got tired of the Joe Jackson stop beating those kids jokes?
Ain't nobody really told those to me, but
Really? Nobody hit you with a Joe Jackson joke?
Crowder is fixated on that, man.
Not about beating kids.
But that's what Joe used to do. He used to whoop them little boys, man. That's why they sung so loud.
I was more comfortable talking about Whataburger.
No, I'm not a fan of Whataburger.
That's a smart man.
I don't know. I thought it was a very good burger. Anyway, Joe Jackson, great career at UM, and now he's with the Cowboys. Cowboys and Dolphins this Sunday in Dallas. We appreciate you making some time for us, Joe. That was fun, man.
No problem. Thank you.
And tell Crowder it's all about the U, and he just doesn't understand.
Of course. Well, right. I don't know where he's from or what he went. But I'm sure he couldn't compare to UM. So.
That's right.
I'm a Gator, man. You
That's
know,
right.
we got our rivalry.
Yeah.
We got them outclassed on most things except maybe the opening game.
The rankings.
But you're a little overrated. The
Gators. 3-0. 3-0 is not 3-0.
I mean,
you want me to come over there?
Tennessee.
You want me to come over there?
Tennessee Martin.
Oh, and Bethune-Cookman.
Well, I
Bethune-Cookman,
an in-state rival.
Joe, should I hit him, Joe? Joe, you want me to hit him?
That between y'all right now.
Joe, you got my back, don't you, Joe?
Oh, I ain't gonna fight Joe.
I'm here. You over there.
And I'll call Rashad Butler in, too. I saw him running around outside. All right, thanks, Joe. We appreciate it, man.
No problem.
There you go. Joe Jackson, former Hurricane and current Dallas Cowboy.
He was ready for that.
He got peppered. He's like, what is going on here?
I told you I'm not messing with you today. Why do you keep pulling me in?
You started it. That was fun, man. Joe Jackson, former Hurricane, will take a break. We'll come back with more next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Hockman and Crowder on a Throwback Thursday. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I enjoyed talking with Joe Jackson there. That was fun. He was not biting on, is it an easy week of preparation for the Miami Dolphins? Like, and he's not going to make that mistake, right? Fifth round draft pick. Like, he's not going to make the mistake of, yeah, we're lightening up this week.
Yeah, man. Maybe give him 5-6 more years. Let him start balling.
He handled it with aplomb, right? Like, he was perfect. Oh, no. You never want to let your foot off the pedal, and you want to make sure that you're doing all the right things.
Like, we broke him down, though.
Well, he realized, I'd say about 5 minutes in, that this is not, we are not asking about the, the X's and O's
this
of
Sunday. This isn't NFL Live. This is us with the foolishness.
If you want to text the show, it's 67974, 67974. Somebody texts in, apropos of nothing, question for Crowder, since he's an ex-pro and really knows what he's watching, and I don't. Is Christian Wilkins playing well? Because I never hear his name called, or am I just not able to see what he's bringing to the table? What is your take through two games on Christian Wilkins? Granted, first two games in the NFL ever, but he is your number one pick.
Yeah. Actually, he was on the tackle when Minkah Fitzpatrick created that turnover in the second half, in the fourth quarter, I believe, last week. Like, he's making plays, no game-changing plays, but it's tough to make game-changing plays on a team like this. But he creates – I'll tell you this. Watch the game, and when the defensive line lines up, and this is for the texter, I'll break down football quickly for you. When the defensive line lines up, the defensive front is supposed to create a different line of scrimmage. That's what they say. So if he's on the guard, he's on the center should not go past where the line of scrimmage is. You got to create a new line. You have to press him into the backfield. Christian does it every now and again. He jumps out of his gap a lot trying to make something happen. He swims a lot, and that's what Clemson did. So he's going to have to learn.
I was going to say, you could probably do that when you were Clemson versus anyone else.
Yes, and in the 3-4, it's more of a two-gap situation. In the 4-3, you're more shooting your gap, you know, playing the run on the way to the quarterback. So he's slowly learning football. His feet are amazing. He is very powerful. He's more explosive than strong. Like, when a lineman gets on him, they can lean him out of the way. But if he gets that initial pop, he can play ball. Christian Wilkins is going to be a great football player in this league once he gets matured and once he gets on a defense that has more talent around it. I'm trying to say it nice.
No, but that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, unless you're Jason Taylor and you're on a defense that, like, unless you're that, and who knows if Christian Wilkins is going to be that, then, the entirety of the defensive talent.
I'll tell you this, they don't single block him a lot. Mm-hmm. They always put it's called 4 or 3 hands, where somebody would just check him and make sure that the guard got him, or check him to make sure the tackle got him. They always try to check his way, and it's not just lack of ability on the opposite side of him. I think they respect his game and know he's a penetrator. So he's more of a penetrator now than a two-gap guy, but he'll learn it. I have no concern with Christian Wilkins' NFL game.
As long as you're talking about number one Dolphins draft picks, what's your take on Charles Harris?
Overdrafted.
Yeah.
He can't.
Is this his third season? This is his third season,
yeah,
right?
It's two things you have to do. You have to be able to play the run or get to the quarterback. That's what defensive ends, outside linebackers do. Set the edge or get to the quarterback. Matt Roth, we told a bunch of funny stories about Matt Roth. Dumb as a rock. You know, I have a bunch of stories about how confused he was during games. You were not going to run his way, or he was going to choke you to death. Like, he was a monster in the run game. And then a Jason Taylor, a Junior Seau, a Joey Porter on the edge. Those guys were pass rushers. People don't know this. JT was not great at stopping the run. The reason I had over 100 tackles, I think 120-some tackles my rookie year, was because they ran at Jason Taylor and I played behind him. And JT would do his thing, but JT wasn't just throwing a tackle off and knocking the hell out of a fullback. So I end up eating off JT's ability. But Charles Harris is not good against the run. He loses the edge a lot. He always gets cracked backed on. When people motion his way, he doesn't realize they're motioning to knock your ass to sleep, and he doesn't stand up. He doesn't look that way. And then the numbers speak for themselves about him rushing the pass. Charles Harris, I don't know if the defensive end outside linebacker transition back and forth is troubling him, but I'm extremely unimpressed with Charles Harris' performance. I'll tell you, I feel opposite about totally opposite about Christian Wilkins and Charles Harris. Two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Somebody texts in, real football talk? Am I tuned into the right show?
Sorry.
I know. Let me get this corrected immediately because I was starting to get the shakes as well. I didn't know. What are we doing? We're breaking down number one draft picks.
When I start talking about penetration.
Holy mackerel.
3-4-4-3.
What are we doing?
You start shaking.
Well, celebrity birthdays. Celebrity birthdays. National Cheeseburger Day. I was gonna tell people Don Bailey Jr. is gonna join us today around 4 o'clock. So we're gonna give him some funny calls to work into the broadcast. And I was looking at some of the stuff that Solana has pulled for Don Bailey Jr. So you're gonna want me listening 4 o'clock today, Don Bailey Jr. So the Hurricanes on Saturday host Central Michigan. So what we did was got calls from musicians from Michigan, mostly Detroit, because you got Motown, you got, you know, Bob Seger, old time rock and roll. Like,
yeah, they're very good.
You've got, I mean, just a ton of lines for Don Bailey Jr. So he's going to join us at 4 o'clock today. Do you have a couple of the calls from last week? Because we only played them briefly on Tuesday when Joe Zagacki was in here. So Don Bailey Jr., during the game last week against Bethune-Cookman, he worked in a couple lines, right? Three lines, I guess, Solana? Worked in three lines.
Three lines.
So, do we have these?
Yeah.
All right, so the first one was
Copacabana.
Copacabana. We gave him the Barry Manilow song, the Barry Manilow line. Here is how it played out on the broadcast.
Inside the one-yard line. Dallas top of the eye. Williams looking over the defense. Goes under center. Williams waits, turns, gives, Dallas dives into the end zone and lands in the end zone for a Miami touchdown. 6 for Miami. Hurricanes 20 and Bethune nothing with 57 seconds to play in the second quarter. Dallas has a hat trick, his third touchdown of the game.
That's almost as fun as being at the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Good.
That's
job,
good.
DJ Dallas.
That's good. That's really good.
It was.
Somebody texts in, what the hell, Hawk? I don't tune into this sports show for sports talk. Where's the food talk or the banger movies and music talk? Do your job, in all caps. I apologize. That's on me.
Sorry.
I apologize. Here's the next call that Don Bailey Jr. did. A little bit. Here's the next call that Don Bailey Jr. did last Saturday. Is this one Staying Alive?
Staying Alive.
Here's Staying Alive, Bee Gees.
14:55, the play in the fourth quarter. Hurricanes marching in for an end zone, into the end zone for a touchdown. 8 plays, 54 yards. Miami leading it 49-0 over Bethune.
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Staying alive.
Craziness.
Come on. That's it.
That's it.
That's crazy.
He snuck up on brother and mother.
Like, and
he
just, and Joe didn't know it was coming. And then finally, what was the last one? Peaches and Herb, Groove Thing?
Yeah, Groove Thing.
Let's hear this one.
Williams turns, rolls, left side, looking, throws. It is caught for a touchdown. Larry Hodges has it. The freshman, Hodges, hauls it in 5 yards deep in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. 6 for the Canes with 4:36 to play in the third quarter. It's Miami 41 and Bethune nothing.
The true freshman, Larry Hodges, gets into the end zone and shakes his groove thing.
Yeah, that was the worst one out of the three. That was the biggest throwaway right there. Anyway, Don Bailey Jr. going to join us at 4 o'clock today. We'll give him some new lines to work into this Saturday's broadcast.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. Hey, I got to tell y'all, if y'all are coming to these Dolphin games and y'all aren't coming to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party, you're missing out. Between the south and southeast corner, every home game, we got 6 left of the Hard Rock Stadium, south and southeast corner. We had Flo Rida there. We have all the, we have the Connect Four. We have foosball. We have tire throw. We have everything you want. It is an ultimate tailgate. If you want to see how a tailgate is really run, you got to get to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate during home games at the Hard Rock Stadium. But for this football season, Publix pulled out something special because football season is special. You got to try the new Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. I was counting how many I ate, but it's well into the triple digits now. I eat too many of them. crispy chicken tenders on the sub, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and that tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is amazing. Be the king of tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Y'all want to tailgate? You've been going to the deli at Publix for years. You've been going there since you were a kid. You know about the cold cuts. You know about all the sandwiches. You know about the rotisserie chickens that are delicious. The fried chicken, those 8 pieces that I get once a week for my kids. You got to know about the hot wings, guys. You know about all that. The platters feed dozens in the deli at Publix. The drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, everything you need is at Publix. And busy moms, busy dads, go to Publix.com/Dolphin Subs and you can get your Publix ordered. I know you're running around Friday night. I try to spend time with my kids on Saturday. I'm doing all the Dolphin stuff on Sunday, but I want to enjoy a watch party. I want to watch Sunday night football. I want to enjoy myself. I get my groceries delivered at Publix.com. Busy moms, busy dads, please take advantage of Publix.com. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Going to have fun on today, Throwback Thursday. We're doing our thing. We're going to take a quick break. We're getting ready to take all the stations. Papa, we're taking all the stations, Papa. We begin our simulcast momentarily. And again, Don Bailey Jr., 4 o'clock today. Omar Kelly, around 4:15 this afternoon. Loaded Potato. We take all the stations, Papa, as the simulcast begins next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.